Aretium, a project of the Rotary Club Arezzo Est in the 50th year of its foundation, aimed at promoting knowledge of the city's historical, artistic and cultural heritage. We are at Santa Maria della Pieve, which straddles Corso Italia in Piazza Grande and is among Arezzo's most important places of daily worship. Founded in the 11th century, the Pieve is the result of a process of development across the centuries, representing Romanesque and Gothic architectural styles. It is considered one of the numerous beautiful religious buildings in Italy. The Pieve. In the Middle Ages, the word Pieve described a parish church with a place for baptism. The Pieve of St. Mary is considered the mother of all Arezzo's Pievi, the plural in Italian, as it was the first Pieve to be constructed outside what once were the ancient city walls. It is here, close to the spring and the church, where those who wished to be baptized, dressed in white robes, would enter to take communion. In most cities, baptisteries and cathedrals are in front of one another. What makes Arezzo an exception? Before the center of the Christian community had moved to the cathedral where the tomb of Saint Donatus, the town's patron martyr, can be found, what other church could the bishop have resided in? Unfortunately, the church's restoration in the 19th century destroyed the old immersion tank, but not the great 11th century half-moon arch or lunette on the side door of the facade. It depicts the baptism of Jesus and, on the opposite side, the large vine, symbol of the church, suggests how a person becomes a branch of the church when they are baptized. The current location and reconstruction of the baptismal font are recent. However, it is different for the marble forms with depiction of the preaching of the Baptist and the baptism of Jesus, which come from the 13th century. By leafing through the ancient baptismal register here at the Pieve of St. Mary, it is possible to reconstruct and learn about the history of Arezzo. Let us mention two important names, Francesco Petrarca, the Renaissance poet, and Italian Renaissance master, painter, and the architect Giorgio Vasari, who were both born in the streets adjacent to the ancient Pieve. Vasari later chose the church as his burial place to reveal his connection with the Pieve. Petrarca, on the other hand, after his remarkable return to Arezzo as a crown poet, had stopped in front of Pieve before arriving at the Del Orto street, where he declared, "They showed me a house and told me you were born here." Aretium, a project of the Rotary Club Arezzo Est in the 50th year of its foundation, aimed at promoting knowledge of the city's historical, artistic and cultural heritage. Narrated by Pavlina Kekacci. Edited and produced by Gloria Peruzzi, with a special thanks to Don Alvaro Bardelli and Arezzo in Tour Foundation.